Across the border in Iraq, some mixed news today. Violence remains well below the levels of 3 years ago. The U.S. military says that's due in part to improved measures by Iraqi forces to prevent large-scale attacks. But in recent months, there has been a wave of targeted killings, often using magnetic or sticky bombs, or guns fitted with cheap, locally made silencers. And as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Iraqis are unnerved.
The numbers are smaller, but otherwise the stories filling the Iraqi news media are depressingly familiar. Convoys ferrying politicians to their meetings blown apart. Police gunned down at checkpoints by assailants wielding silenced weapons. A journalist blown up by a magnetic bomb attached to his car. Britain's The Guardian newspaper recently cited figures from Iraq's major crimes unit showing that the magnetic bombs had killed more than 700 people this year, with another 600 shot and killed by silenced guns. It's useful to remember that those would have been more like monthly totals during Iraq's bloodiest years of insurgent and sectarian violence. But as the country struggles to achieve stability amid a shrinking American presence, the attacks have sowed doubt among Iraqis about the future. Iraqi journalist Imad Al-Abadi has watched the string of assassinations with growing apprehension. He shows off his own scars to a reporter and recalls the day last November when he was attacked by gunmen with silenced weapons as he pulled up in his car outside a relative's house.
Four bullets, three grazed my head and one passed clean through my neck. I'm lucky to be alive.
No one was ever arrested in that case. Al-Abadi says day after day, Iraqis are gunned down by weapons fitted with these locally made silencers, and people are asking why Iraqi security forces don't do something about it.
The government's weak intelligence is the problem. Unless, of course, the government doesn't want to know who's behind these attacks.
Politicians, journalists, and university professors have been targeted, but the bulk of these assassinations have focused on Iraq's frontline guardians, rank-and-file security forces manning checkpoints or patrolling the streets. The U.S. military second-in-command says that may reflect the evolving nature of the terrorist threat in Iraq.
You know, when you see the Iraqis roll up, as they did a few weeks ago, a 2,500-pound bomb, you can count on the fact that that was probably a high-profile attack that didn't happen.
Lieutenant General Robert Cohn, Deputy Commanding General for Operations, says that's not to say that al-Qaeda in Iraq and other terrorist groups no longer have the capacity to carry out major attacks. Four large explosions in July and August left 143 people dead and 330 wounded, according to Iraq's Interior Ministry. But General Cohn says the current level of about 15 attacks a day, well below 2007 levels but still unacceptable, suggests that what he calls the network is trying to weaken Iraq's defenses by going after individuals and small groups of security men.
Well, the current theory is that that is easier to execute than a large high-profile attack, that this is what the network is now capable of. One would argue that the security measures of the Iraqis with these checkpoints have made freedom of movement more difficult. So they can't get their big bomb where they want to go. And so they're attempting to intimidate these mid to low-level Iraqi security force members.
Cohn says the Iraqis won't be intimidated, and he expects them to keep improving. But these days, Iraqis trying to put the last 7 years of war behind them find that their daily routine now includes checking underneath their cars for explosives and hoping they won't be nearby when the next car full of gunmen strikes. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.